From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. After a fall packed with mega minds and teen wizards, Hollywood is gearing up for awards season. That means a raft of Oscar hopefuls at the multiplex, along with a few more potential blockbusters. We asked Bob Mondello to give us a preview.
28 years ago, the movie Tron imagined a computer hacker, played by Jeff Bridges, getting digitized by a malicious master control program. One minute he's sitting at a desk, the next he's zapped by a laser and trapped in a computer gamey universe. Computers have made a few advances since 1982, so the folks at Disney decided to reboot Tron as Tron Legacy. This time, the hacker's son gets a message.
I was paged last night. Paige came from your dad's office at the arcade. That number's been disconnected for 20 years.
The son goes to the arcade.
Hey, Dad.
Sits at the same desk, and a light comes on.
This isn't happening.
It isn't happening in the same way, anyway. Special effects have matured a bit in the last 28 years, and so has Jeff Bridges.
I'm not your father, Sam. I'm very, very happy to see you.
Tron Legacy won't be Hollywood's only backward glance this season. The Coen brothers are looking back to a movie from the 1960s, again with Jeff Bridges, this time cast in a role originally played by John Wayne.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
What's your name, girl?
My name is Maddie Ross.
True Grit co-stars newcomer Hailee Steinfeld as a character determined to see her father's killer hanged. And while the brothers Coen are exploring the fictional past, actor Colin Firth will explore some real history. In The King's Speech, he's playing Britain's King George VI, who ascended the throne at a crucial moment.
War with Germany will come, and we will need a king whom we can all stand behind.
At a crucial disadvantage.
The nation believes that when I speak for them, but I can't speak.
He means that literally.
I have received...
The King's Speech is both a sure Oscar contender and the most intriguing English elocution lesson since Professor Higgins met Eliza Doolittle. Also based on real life is the boxing story The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg and the disgraced lobbyist story Casino Jack about Jack Abramoff, who was convicted of fraud, conspiracy, and tax evasion, and who will be released next week just in time to see himself played on screen by Kevin Spacey. Truth straight from the horse's mouth is what Steven Soderbergh gives us in And Everything Is Going Fine, a portrait of the fast-talking, brilliant monologuist Spalding Gray, who committed suicide in 2004.
I was told that I was manic depressive, was on Klonopin and lithium. I didn't think I could do another monologue. Being a dad is fantastic, very grounding, and it's got me out of myself because, believe me, their needs are bigger than yours.
Everyone too much reality? How about a comedy that marks the return of the Fokker family?
Hey, what's a good word, Grandpa Jack?
This is Jack Burns.
Yeah, I know. I could tell from the caller ID.
Dina and I will be there in approximately 18 seconds.
I am so excited to see those little Fokkers.
The Little Fockers will be joined at the multiplex by the romantic comedy How Do You Know, in which Reese Witherspoon must choose between ex-boyfriend Paul Rudd and current boyfriend Owen Wilson, and by a comedy that's a definite change of pace for Jim Carrey. In I Love You, Philip Morris, he plays a guy who becomes a con man for a perfectly practical reason.
Actually, no one ever really talks about this, but...
Cash or charge?
Being gay is really expensive.
Imagine a gay Catch Me If You Can, and you've about got the drift. None of this sounds quite right for kids, does it? But Hollywood's got excursions for them, too. A 3D trip to see Jellystone National Park's most famous resident, Yogi Bear. A visit to the Bermuda Triangle with Jack Black in Gulliver's Travels. And a return with some rather surprised royals to Narnia.
Your Majesties!
So if there are no wars to fight, then why are we here?
You are all about to be tested.
The Voyage of the Dawn Treader is the third chapter of the Narnia Chronicles. None has yet been divided in two for the screen, but give them time. Meanwhile, the folks who made The Triplets of Belleville have discovered fresh enchantment in The Illusionist, about a magician and a girl who thinks his magic is real. Illusions also figure in a pair of showbiz sagas, Black Swan, in which Natalie Portman doesn't want any competition as the prima ballerina in Swan Lake.
What's she doing here? He made me your alternate.
The only person standing in your way is you.
And Country Strong, in which Gwyneth Paltrow has some of the same issues as a singer with a drinking problem.
What's going on? That's my song.
It wasn't right for you. It was too...
I don't know.
Too good, too young. What?
Dramas with less showbiz include The Company Men, in which Ben Affleck and Tommy Lee Jones try to survive a round of corporate downsizing, and two romances gone sour starring actor Ryan Gosling. In Blue Valentine, he's in love with Michelle Williams, who's far more ambitious than he is, and in All Good Things, he falls for Kirsten Dunst, unfortunately against the wishes of the real estate dynasty to which he is heir apparent.
You're ignoring a very hard fact of life, David. She's never going to be one of us.
Isn't that great?
Maybe not for her.
If anything happens to me, don't let them get away with it.
All Good Things is based on an unsolved real-life disappearance and is the first fiction film from documentary director Andrew Jarecki. Director Julie Taymor, meanwhile, is flipping back and forth not between fiction and reality, but between stage and screen. She's bringing a musical version of Spider-Man to Broadway, even as she brings Shakespeare's Tempest to the multiplex.
Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows.
Taymor's Tempest stars comedian Russell Brand, a lot of stage royalty, and a casting twist for the role of Prospero, the magician who whips up the tidal storm. This time, it's Prospera, and she is played by Helen Mirren.
We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep.
Let's round out our little list with The Tourist, a comic thriller starring Johnny Depp as an innocent abroad.
Those two people over there are watching us.
And Angelina Jolie is a gal he meets in Venice.
I think you're right.
Really?
No. Frank! Come with me.
If I grab him.
Whoa, I need help. There are two men trying to break down the door.
What kind of problem do you have with the door, sir?
No. There are two men with guns trying to break in. I gotta go!
Me too. Time's up. I'm Bob Mandello.